Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona, and here is Shoshona to tell you about the beautiful, amazing work that she does.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Shoshona.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Excellent. So, I thought tonight that I would open it up to let Spirit talk. I've called in Archangel Metatron. He's been with me for about the past hour now, and I'm going to do the angel card. So do we have any callers tonight?
We have two so far.
All righty.
Okay, well, our first caller is from area code 330.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. My question, I was calling about love life. I am not in a relationship.
Okay. Okay, is there anything blocking Kimberly from the love of her life coming in? Yes. Is it the heart? Is it in the heart chakra? No. Is it in the root chakra? No. Is it in the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra? In your throat chakra, you're being blocked.
Okay.
Just hang on a second. It's spelling something out here for me. You need vows of scarcity removed. Okay, can we remove the vows of scarcity from Kimberly that is keeping her from the love of her life coming in? Yes. Threatened. Aggressive. Astonished. Perplexed. Shocked. Worried. Worthless. Ridiculed. Jealous. Furious. Irritated. Suspicious. Hesitant. Isolated, sensitive, hopeful, loving. Okay, so we've released the vows of scarcity now. Okay, does Kimberly possess vows of scarcity that is keeping her from a loving relationship? No. Insecure, mad, frustrated, energetic, perplexed, terrified, inferior, ridiculed, resentful, hostile, suspicious, insecure, worthless, worried, alienated, devastated, resentful, enraged, withdrawn, ecstatic. How do you feel, Kimberly?
Crying. There's like a lot going on.
That's good. You're releasing, right?
Yeah.
Mad, frustrated, and it's stuck on frustration. Hurt, insecure, anxious, threatened, frustrated, critical, apathetic, indifferent, playful, loving, respected, amused, eager, perplexed, terrified, worried, inferior, alienated, devastated, violated, hostile, withdrawn, ecstatic, confident, courageous, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, confident, liberated, disillusioned, dismayed, worried, inadequate, embarrassed, resentful, furious, hostile, withdrawn, apathetic, indifferent, hopeful, respected, ecstatic, awe, dismayed, overwhelmed, inferior, alienated, ridiculed, devastated, resentful, provoked, withdrawn, alienated, overwhelmed. And it's stuck on overwhelmed. Just let it all out. Overwhelmed. Inferior, alienated, devastated, furious, irritated, sarcastic, powerless, isolated, playful, hopeful, courageous, loving, and it's stuck on loving. Hopeful. Loving. How you feeling now? Are you feeling a little bit better?
Yeah, a little better.
That's good. Loving. It's stuck on loving. So whatever was coming off of you is gone. Now pay attention every day, every week, every month that goes by, right? This just isn't about here and now. This is about down the road from now and how you will feel now that this release has happened, right? Pay attention to people coming around you, right?
Okay.
You know, because you never know. Mr. Right just might come along in the right place at the right time, right?
What about this old friend I've been talking to?
Okay. What about him?
Is he going to turn into a relationship or just be a friend?
He will turn into a relationship, and that is the best way to start, right? Friends first, right?
Yeah.
If you're not friends first, you're nothing, right?
True. I was hoping, I didn't know. I didn't want to go out of the box if it wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just keep doing what you're doing in that relationship, bringing it forward. You know, hanging out with the guy and doing things together and whatever, and sooner or later it will bloom into the relationship of a lifetime, right? Because you're forming that friendship first before you're forming anything else, right?
Yeah, we haven't actually hung out or anything. We're just kind of texting and still getting to know each other again from years ago.
Well, Just keep driving it through. You know, I met my husband over the phone, and we were friends first, right? And we're still together 25 years later. So, you know, I do know a little bit about what I'm talking about. I've been there, done that, right?
Well,
that is the best way to get into a relationship these days, as far as I'm concerned, is to become a friend to the person that you're looking at, right?
Yes.
So
I am enjoying it, but it's only been friendship so far.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let it bloom. Let it bloom into what it's supposed to become, right?
Yes, and thank you for removing that for me.
Yeah, well, it's all gone now. So just pay attention. Like I said, each day, each week that goes by, and pay attention to the lightness going through your body now that that is all gone. And that was a lot of stuff that I released.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, Kimberly. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here. Well, our second caller disappeared. So now you'll have to look on me.
There you go.
Okay, so what kind of message do they have for me about resistance?
Okay. Any messages for Barbara Grace Reynolds? Notice I'm not tapping in tonight. It told me I didn't have to. Told me I didn't have to tap in.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, I'm trying it without tapping into other people's energy. This is, like I said, it's free tonight. You know, free energy or whatever that I'm trying to hone in on. So... Okay. Any messages for Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is your brother Marvin or Melvin?
Melvin.
He says, you rock. Okay, any messages for Barbara, Melvin? He says, I will say, Barbara is my sister. He says, I love her. I will always miss her. He said he will make you money.
Okay.
He says, I will make you money too.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. Does Barbara have any trapped energy that needs to be released, Melvin? Yes. Rejection. Hurt. Loving. Loving. Stuck on loving. Loving. Anybody come along for you, Barbara?
I am speaking with someone over the internet. I don't know where it's going, but we are
talking. That's good. That's a start.
Yeah.
So what's he like? Is he Is there anything that you want me to check into between you and him or what?
Yeah, if you could check and see if this is a potential relationship, or should I just drop it now and move away, or, you know.
Okay.
Or his name, or his initials, or...
Just his first initial.
His first initial is D.
D? Is it Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The relationship that Barbara has with D on the internet, on Facebook. Is it on Facebook?
No, it's on WhatsApp.
Okay. On the site that Barbara is communicating with B. Yes. Is B a viable relationship for Barbara? Yes. Will Barbara's relationship with B grow into something? Yes. Should Barbara stick with her relationship with B? Yes. Yes. Keep going.
Okay.
It says confidence. Does Melvin approve of Barbara's relationship with B? Yes, he does.
Okay.
So there you go. Keep going. So.
All right. I will.
Is there any other messages for Barbara? Yes. Your mother.
Oh.
She loves you.
Aww. I love her too.
Your father. Loves you as well.
And I love him.
There you go. Aggressive. Rejection. Is this a spirit? Yes. Do you have a message? Yes. Hurt. He's hurt. What's your message? I will say you rock and we make Barbara what? They move in mysterious ways. You make us all better spirits, Barbara.
Okay.
There you go. They're complimenting you. They say that you make them better spirits.
Well, how sweet. Wow.
Okay, let's do the cards. I'll read three cards for you here and see what comes up. Think about something that you want to know about. Okay. The Nine of Abundance. Your hard work and dedication to your dreams has brought you to a place of peace and contentment. Now you can enjoy quiet moments of reflection and leisure. You're encouraged to gift yourself with little luxuries. After all, you earned it. Take some time to just dwell in happy solitude. You've accomplished so very much. Relax and ponder what would make you happy and focus on it next. So this is a good time to consider becoming self-employed, doing something that you love. This card indicates financial security, feeling joyfully independent, and inner satisfaction that comes with being a success while you're also being a good person. Bravo. Additional meanings, a renewed interest in spiritual growth, having absolute confidence in yourself, an appreciation for luxury and refinement, getting away from it all. Okay, the next one is the Two of Emotion. A relationship moves into a deeper, more meaningful phase. Here's your relationship. It may be romantic or it could be a very close friendship. Feelings continue to grow and the connection between those involved expands. This is a relationship that is very powerful, spiritual connection. Relationships that don't feel harmonious at this time will heal. You should continue to pursue them. Mutual respect and understanding are present. Gifts may be exchanged or long-term professional partnerships may be formed. Misunderstandings will be resolved. Display of great kindness and compassion are likely. Additional meaning of this card, falling in love. A very close friendship, the end of a conflict, an unexpected gift, a powerful connection. There's your relationship. So, yes, it's going to grow into something more meaningful.
Wow.
That action. Okay, the last one is the Nine of Action. You've created many wonderful, amazing things. There are relationships you treasure and accomplishments that you're proud of, as well as the place you call home. It's only natural that you want to protect them. Rest assured that you're always being lovingly watched over by guardian angels. If you have any worries, you can also ask Archangel Michael for protection. You are completely safe. Mother Earth needs to help right now. This card represents all those who are interested in safeguarding the environment, watching over our food supplies, and helping protect animals on land and in the oceans. Stand your ground, as the light will always win. Additional meaning to this card, getting prepared, successfully recovering from an illness, physical or emotional strength, and being persistent. So how did you find that, Barbara?
Interesting. Yeah, those were great. Thank you.
Yeah, so you're headed in a good direction.
Well, good. I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
We do have another caller ready for them.
Keep building that relationship.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, so any other callers?
Yeah, we do have one. We're going to the caller from area code 916. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Christina, and it's with a K.
Hi, Christina.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very happy that you took my call, and I would love to hear more about a certain situation, and I don't know if there's a certain area of specialty that, you know, you have, but I think the previous caller had this similar question. I had a question around someone that I recently kind of met, and kind of a little different than I've experienced before, but obviously I have some hesitancy, but I just wanted to see what you guys sense around it, and if it's something that is, you know, I guess just really what you pick up on it.
Okay, Christina, what's the first letter of the person's name?
C.
Okay. Will Christina have a successful relationship with the individual known as C? Yes. Okay, is there anything blocking that relationship? Yes. Okay, is it in the root, the sacral, solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, the crown, then your crown chakra? Mad.
In my crown chakra?
Yeah. Mad, rejected, hateful, humiliated, frustrated, ecstatic, important, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, confident, ecstatic, awe, disillusioned, overwhelmed, inferior, alienated, insecure, enraged, irritated, amused, fulfilled, fulfilled. How do you feel, Christina?
Wow. Almost all of those. Yeah. Really,
you
everything
feel lighter?
That you just said. Yeah.
Yeah, that lightness, pay attention to it in the days and weeks to come.
Okay.
You'll just notice that you feel lighter, like a weight has been lifted off. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's what's blocking you from a successful relationship with C. And it says yes. Does Christina possess any other blockages that are blocking her from a successful relationship with the man known as C? Yes. Hurt. Submissive. Frustrated. Mad, threatened, hurt, anxious, courageous, respected, inquisitive, provocative, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, and it's focused on loving.
Okay.
Loving. Loving. Courageous. Inquisitive. Energetic. Perplexed. Terrified. Stuck on terrified. Worried, terrified, inadequate, insignificant, ridiculed, devastated, violated, irritated, furious, inadequate, insignificant, ridiculed, jealous, enraged, withdrawn, loving, loving. How do you feel?
I feel good. I don't feel any of those negative words that you kind of said. Maybe I have in the past.
Yeah. What I want you to do is imagine a balloon over your crown chakra. And whenever
okay.
you have a negative thought or a negative feeling,
mm-hmm.
I want you to hand it up
Put
to
it
God.
Up.
God, please take
okay.
my world. Right?
Okay.
Every time
mm-hmm.
you think that, the thought flows through you out of your body into the balloon. Right? At nighttime
okay.
when you sleep, the balloon is released. Right? A fresh one is
okay.
put there. So you always wake up the next morning with a fresh balloon over your head. Right?
Okay.
Every time you have a negative thought or a negative feeling, send it up. Send it packing.
Okay.
Do not send it in. Right? Because
mm-hmm.
the more you send it in, the more it builds inside
yes.
of you, and then it starts causing health issues and
yep.
whatever.
Yep, festers. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
I like
that's the method that I use, and it works very well on me.
Yes, I really like the idea of the balloon as a method of thing. Yes, I will use that.
So that balloon can get used during the day. Right? Every time you have a negative
yeah.
thought, God, please take my world. God, please take my world. Send it up and
mm-hmm.
out. Right? You'll be able to
okay.
actually eventually feel that energy come up through your body and leave you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sooner
mm-hmm.
or later, you'll have a thought and then you'll think to yourself, what was I just thinking? You won't remember
yeah.
what you thought it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So, you know, it's just a good way to get rid of negative energy out of your body. You know?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I like
so,
that.
Because you know, people, they tend to recycle things.
Uh-huh.
And you think about them over and over and over and over again, and you can feel that
yeah.
anger build up inside of you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it could turn into something that it never really was.
That's right. It magnifies it, right? Because
yes.
you keep thinking about it over and over and over
yeah.
again, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, God, please
mm-hmm.
take my world and just let it flow out of you. Hand it up. Imagine
mm-hmm.
yourself with a balloon between your two hands, standing on your tippy toes, handing it up to God. God, please take my world. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be surprised
okay.
how powerful that statement truly is, you know?
Okay.
So, anyhow... So
Thank
let's
you.
Read a couple cards here. Let's read a couple cards here for you. So I want you to put your energy
mm-hmm.
on something. Do it once. Okay. First one is Six of Thought. Heaven has heard your prayers, and now things will get much better. It may have been a long and difficult journey, but your destination is within sight. Brighter and happier days are ahead. The stress in your life will start to fade away, allowing you to set your sights on the future. The storm is over, and you're headed quickly towards sunnier skies. This card also indicates travel, especially over water. If you're interested in moving or relocating, then the signs look very positive. Or perhaps your journey is more of a spiritual one, leading you to an amazing new revelation. Additional meaning, peace after challenging times, the return of hope, slowly moving forward, gaining more positive viewpoints, starting a new life. Okay, the next one is the Three of Abundance. This card is a card of great skill, talent, and craftsmanship. Within you is the ability to create amazing work if only you follow your passion and let your heart lead you. Do what you love. Learn everything there is to know on a topic. Take seminars, get training from a wonderful mentor. and complete a degree from a university or trade school. The key point here is to do something that makes you happy. If you are, it can be very emotionally rewarding to work with others. Teamwork and commitment to a project you believe in brings recognition and the compensation you receive or you're seeking. Additional meaning: financial rewards for doing what you love, making a satisfying living in a creative profession, confidence in your talent, teaching others a skill, winning an award for your work. Okay, and then the next card is manifest your dream. Life can be very magical. You've chosen this card because your plans will really start to materialize now. It's almost as if your angels are walking beside you every step of the way, helping you to manifest everything that you need, because that's exactly what's happening. Now that you're on your path of dreams, heaven will reward you by making the road easier. Look for the little signs that your angels are helping you. Focus on those signs with joy and optimism, being sure to express gratitude. This, in turn, will increase the number of moments of guidance that you receive. As you continue to move forward, you'll see clear and undeniable connections between all the work you've done to prepare for your journey and the skills needed to be a success in this moment. Additional meaning: suddenly realizing how very prepared you are for the task. Skill, creativity, determination, resources that seem to magically appear, the ability to make changes quickly and successfully. Did you feel anything out of that, Christina?
I did.
Excellent.
I kind of laughed at one point just because it was just so real feeling.
Perfect.
That was great. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah. So that's
really,
what
really
the angels have
that.
To do to you today. So not
okay.
A problem, my dear.
All right.
You can friend me on Messenger if you want. And you can let me know your program. It's under Shoshona Peltier.
Okay. Wonderful. I will. Thank you.
Alrighty. Okay.
I
thanks, Christina.
It.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. I'm just sitting here talking away to you while I'm muted. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess those are our callers for today.
Okay, well, we can call it an early show.
Okay.
Yeah, this one's
ready. Okay, hold on. I think they're telling me something, but let me just listen. Oh, this is a message for you.
Okay.
So guidance says, you're doing great. Keep doing what you're doing. As you are working more and more with the different little changes you are making to your healing work, you are opening more and more of the healing energy within you. So by having this wonderful adventure and experiencing these different things, you are becoming a better and better healer. People will notice. They are noticing. So keep doing it. And you will find you will get more and more clients as they are attracted more and more to your energy. Keep up the good work. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
Wow, thank you, Barbara. That's
you're
wonderful.
Welcome.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will keep on the same path of that. I, I, I stumble, you know, like I want to give people good messages, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, accurate messages.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm still learning the feeling of what that is all about or whatever. So that's why I go buy the book. I read what the card has to say. It's not about me. It's about what Doreen Virtue had to say about this card. Right?
Yeah. Right. Well, great.
Anyhow.
And now we have another caller. So.
Okay. All righty.
This caller is from area code 541. Hi, who's this?
This is Kat.
Hi, Kat.
This is Kat.
I lost track of time, but I'm glad I got on.
How you feeling?
You know, it's been off and on. I've gotten, like, some iron infusions, which helped a little bit, but then still had another painful, horrible cycle and all that stuff. Still trying to find work and things. So there's still stuff happening.
Yeah. Any luck with finding work?
No. Nothing right now. Not really.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Okay, do we have any messages for Kat? Yes. Archangel Metatron says that he will see you through.
Ooh. I don't like that.
Ask Archangel Metatron for the guidance that you need to find some kind of a job.
Everything.
Right?
Job. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's the Archangel of Creativity. So manifestation and creativity, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Courageous. You are courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Loving. Playful. Indifference. Loving. Confident. Energetic. Amused. Loving. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Hopeful, respected, ecstatic, fulfilled, loving. Loving. Have you ever thought about getting into essential oils and selling essential oils?
No, but I love them. I use them every day.
Yeah, that's something that you could get into or whatever, that you could sell, right?
Maybe.
You've got experience working in a health food store.
Yeah. Yeah, just that, like, around here, like, the multi-level ones and stuff, there's so much competition. It's a little town. Like, everybody sells the, whatever, Young Living or the other one, the doTERRA, and it's... It takes a lot to, like, get customers on those kinds of things. But,
yeah.
But
you could always sell that online, right?
Yeah.
Where you wouldn't even have to do business on your own back doorstep. You would be selling it somewhere else, right?
Yeah. I could find a way to do that with where there's not as much, you know, the competition thing, I guess. Or,
Something
that I love doing, like, because I've house sat and pet sat and done little things, and I just never, it's not consistent. Like, I just called about somebody that needed a pet sitter and somebody already got it. So, you know, like, so inconsistent. And then I'm still trying to figure out, you know, my health and what to do to proceed and what I want to do with, you know, finding a disability, and it's just been 4.5 years of trying to do that, and hasn't panned out either.
It says for you to find an avenue as a healer and go to work as a healer.
Hmm. Interesting.
So whatever strikes your fancy, the sky's the limit out there. That's different things that you can do, like different methods that are around, whatever, you know.
I definitely want to find what that is because, I mean, I used to work at health food stores and I loved helping people. But then I've had so many health things in the last decade that I had fallen away from that. Like, I'm always trying to find my healing, but as far as healing other people, I mean, I think I've done a lot of research and things, but hopefully I can heal myself and help heal others. That would be amazing.
But see, you get into it and then you find people that can work on you and you'll work on them. Mm-hmm. They'll take interest in what you do and they'll heal you at the same time, right?
That would be nice if I knew what to do. I've been trying to figure out what to do because I've had these little things where I'm at people's beck and call and it doesn't seem to be working out, you know.
But that is the wave of the future, Kat, or whatever, is these online businesses or whatever that for preventative medicine. Right?
Yes. I'm 100%
now,
for that.
You have an edge over what most people have because you've worked in a health food store and you're privy to all that information. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, so you have an edge that most people don't have. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. I just got to find my niche.
Yeah. Yeah.
At almost 48, I need to find it soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So. Well, I was 51.
Really?
I was 51 or 52, when I got into this.
Oh, nice.
Right? And I was told back in the 90s by a tarot card reader that that when I changed careers, it will be towards health. And what I chose was the emotion code therapy.
Nice.
So
I guess I need to keep asking what it is that I need to do.
Is there anything that we can release from Kat today? No? Okay, let's do the cards on you.
Yay, cards.
Okay, put your energy in thinking about something that you want to know about.
Okay.
Okay. My three cards didn't pop out at me. There's one. There's two. There's three. Okay. Okay, the first one is the Eight of Thought. Okay, you can always choose freedom. The situation that you're in most likely makes you feel as though you're trapped. But the truth is that there's always another path. There is a way to leave unhappiness and move towards joy. Ask your angels for the gift of self-confidence. Reach within and touch your own inner strength and know that there's nothing that you cannot do if you only believe in yourself. Refuse to be stuck in a life that doesn't make you happy. Don't wait for someone to come to the rescue when you can free yourself. make a promise to yourself that you'll take one small step every day toward your the future that you desire, and then get going. Additional meanings. Feeling trapped by circumstances. Not believing in yourself. The illusion of being stuck. Being held back by your own perceptions. So that goes towards what we just talked about.
Yeah, definitely.
Next one is the Eight of Abundance. Okay, this is a time of learning and honing your skills. Study topics that will thrill your heart and advance your career. You may be called upon to take classes in a local college, attend a seminar, or develop your spiritual skills that allow you to help others, help heal others. Important life choices require you to do additional research by making a decision. Take pride in your work. Don't hesitate to take time to complete a project if doing so will bring the quality of the highest level possible. Additional meanings. Successfully changing jobs. Self-improvement. Dedication to one's craft. Focusing on details. Okay, the next one is the Four of Action. Okay. What an incredible achievement. This is a time of prosperity and contentment. Your hard work has paid off, and now you can take some time to enjoy it. Abundance and a feeling of safety and security are yours. There is no cause for concern about anything right now. In fact, perhaps it's time for a celebration. This card often heralds events such as engagements, weddings, and other long-term commitments between couples. You've earned a well-deserved break. Do something for yourself and those you love. Allowing yourself to get caught up in the moment and enjoy all that heaven has blessed you with. Additional meanings. Putting down roots. Satisfaction. Not a care in the world. Harvest. Peace. A happy family life. A very special day. A new home. So, you got things ahead of you. Prosperity is ahead of you, if you want it.
I want it. I've been playing the lotto.
Yeah.
I've been buying. I won $4 and $2.
finding your niche and going with it. Putting your faith in yourself and going with it.
Yes.
You know? So, and I know it's hard to make that choice, but you've got so much to offer, Kat, with your experience, you know? There's people out there that are looking for that kind of experience in people, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely
my self-confidence had took a lot of turns with, you know, when I've gone through the illnesses and all the things, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Yeah, you're very welcome. So,
okay.
Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, and we do have one more caller if you want to take them.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Nathaniel. Hello.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Hello.
How are you today? Is everything
good,
all right?
How are you?
Great.
What's your name again, Daniel?
It's Nathaniel. Nathaniel.
Oh, Nathaniel. Sorry about that. How can I help you, Nathaniel?
Well, I wanted to see if you could pull a card or get a message from the angels for me.
Sure. You betcha. Okay, let's see what the angels have to say first. Any messages for Nathaniel, Archangel Metatron? Okay, is your mother passed, Nathaniel?
Yes, she has been for a number of years.
Yeah, she's in the light.
Yeah. Still loves. Her name is Barbara.
Oh, there you go. She says she loves you.
Yeah, she was just a blessed soul. So many people loved her.
Yeah. Are you hurt by something?
You know, I had a dental thing today, and I'm kind of hurting my tooth and everything. But you know, I seem a little emotionally wounded. I've been through a lot of despairing friendships and, you know, past things. I think she may be referring to.
Yeah, it's saying hurt, mad. Distant.
It makes her mad?
No, it's showing that you're mad and distant. Hopeful.
Yeah, I guess I might be kind of mad. It's people. You know, I don't know if I'm mad. I'm just, I could be mad.
Well, it's just maybe you felt a little bit of anger at some point in time over something that happened, right?
I really feel like
so
I
it's not saying that you're an angry person or whatever. You know,
I really gave a lot, 95% or more of my friendships, and people really, 95% or more people just didn't give a hoot about me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's the way of the world in this day and age.
And it's just
people just
having a hard
care.
Time to let go, but we're really living under a, you know, an evil substance. You know, I see it out here. I moved up to Sacramento, and it's different demographics kind of up here, and a lot of people, there's a lot of crime, and people are quite angry here. So, you know, I get into some people, but, you know, just seems like, wow, you know. People tell me I'm from a different, you know, galaxy. I'm from Pleiades. And I just kind of feel a little, alienish here, because people don't live in love. You know, they don't really want to... You know, be a blessing to others.
Yes, yes, I agree with you.
But there's so many people on Blog Talk Radio that are either for ladies too, or they really have learned to love as well.
It says you know a lot.
You know, I'm born the day of ironic insight, so I know every day of the year. So Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement, so I know a lot of people by their birthday, and then I go by the Chinese year, and I haven't even get started on their chart yet, because people, you know, just go by the chart, and like people like Donald Trump, born the day of the gusty confrontation. And everyone born June 14th is. So, you know, if you overlook that, you know, you're overlooking quite a bit. I think the angels know everything. And they just know, wow, you guys don't even know all the words. You know, guys don't even know a tenth of the words of the dictionary. And you guys aren't that smart. So,
you seem quite knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable, actually.
So I know a lot about, you know, just different things, I suppose. But there's some things I really don't know about. There's so many things, you know, so you don't know.
Yeah.
But, kind of run across a lot of roads. I do know that God is quite close to us all, and people climb Mount Everest, you know, and they get frostbite on their nose, and they have to lose their nose, and really God is on the end of your nose anyway.
You know,
really not that far, and
yeah.
people climb up a big mountain, you know, to try to get close to God, or I don't know what they have, you know, so it's a little out of, it's a little out of state.
Yeah, let's see what the cards have to say for you. Think about what you want to know about.
Yeah, you know, I guess I want to know about the immediate future and how I can benefit myself. And, you know, I've taken taken some real setbacks over the last few years, and things seem to be improving rapidly.
One, two, three. Okay, the first one is the Healer of Action.
Healer of Action?
Healer of Action.
What action?
Situation. The Healer of Action.
Yeah, okay, healer, healer of action, okay.
Yeah, healer of action. Okay, situations, parents, spouse, executive, environmentalist, and yoga teacher. That may perfectly match your life, or perhaps you wear different...
I've been with yoga for a long time. I haven't done it recently, but yeah, I don't know if that's a thing for me. I'll interrupt.
Perhaps you wear different but equally diverse hats. The important point is that you can do anything once your heart and mind are engaged. Others are naturally drawn to your beautiful and happy nature. Your life may be challenging, but you're very aware that you're making a difference in this world and it feels good to you. People. Someone you can trust to be a loving, intelligent, and fun friend. A person with a great physical and inner beauty, handles difficult situations with grace, consciously takes care of self and others, stands behind his or her beliefs, walks his or her own talk. Additional meaning to this card, a devoted parent, wise counsel you should follow, the opportunity to be a leader, balanced career and home life. Okay, the next one is the Guardian of Thought.
Which one now?
Guardian of Thought.
Okay.
You're being called upon to be a spokesperson for the cause closest to your heart. You have important things to say, and people need to hear them. Don't worry, as your angels will give you the perfect words to say in any situation if you ask them for help. Time has given you the experience and expertise to be a natural-born leader, teacher, and mentor to those around you. You have all the right words, so speak up. People, who can provide you with advice that you can completely trust. A seasoned professional with a positive attitude, fresh ideas, and a brilliant mind. A characteristic and inspiring speaker with our inspiring speaker who's worthy of respect, fair and impartial, possibly a little emotionally unavailable. Additional meanings for this card. Standing up for what's right, scientists or college professors, being out of touch with your own feelings. Okay, the next card is inner strength. You've been blessed with a depth of heart and kindness to accomplish anything. There's no challenge you cannot overcome. You may not realize how strong you are, but heaven knows that you possess the gifts of a gentle strength. Your spiritual nature will always win over people's negativity. There's no need for you to back down from your convictions, although it may be necessary to say no to others in order to be kind to yourself. Just relay the information in a compassionate way, and all will be well. It isn't enough to be gentle with others. You must also be gentle with yourself. Additional meanings for this card: forgiving and forgetting, empowerment that comes through self-love, personal courage, tolerances of others. How did you find that, Nathaniel?
I found that outrageous. You're just outrageous with these cards.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You're very welcome. I hope you found you
have a lot to say to people. That's what it's trying to tell you.
You know,
you
I
have
just
good
trying
information
to
about
yeah, when I'm there, I'll just help anybody at any place, in any situation, even though if it's the smallest thing, you know, I'll try to help people, even if they're just weird, you know, or if it's a weird kind of a situation. Sometimes I get you know, I'm doing security work right now, so I get a lot of people, you know, challenging me because they don't like people, you know, during the batch. I get some really lax hours where I could call Blog Talk Radio and talk to Barbara. But then, you know, other times I've been a very challenging post where, you know, at this one place I work Monday, the security guards aren't even allowed to question the drug dealers because they pull guns on the security guards.
Wow.
So I just got a tetanus shot yesterday, so I'm just hoping I really don't need it, but I'm really glad I got the tetanus shot, and just in case I get any war wounds from any, you know, beer bottles or anything, you know, any dives or anything.
There you go.
But I realized pretty much that the angels, you know, we live in an invisible universe and an invisible world where angels are always among us. And, you know, like people just don't even believe that. And, you know, I mean, well, they might believe that, but when you start talking about aliens, you know, then they really, you know, they really lose it, you know. But, you know, God created all the fishes in the sea, and, you know, I guess Noah just didn't bring two dogs on the ark. He brought 339 different dogs on the ark. So there's, how did he get all? How did we get all these different kinds of dogs if he only brought two dogs on the ark?
There you go.
So
it's
been a real dog pound on the ark as well. So I have, you know, and then as far as all, everything else, unless he carried the DNA somehow. But thank you so much. I've got other callers. I'll look forward to talking to you soon. Both of you soon.
Oh, there you go. You can always friend me on Messenger at Shoshona Pelche.
I'll look you up on Facebook. I'm so glad I met you. And thank you, Barbara, for having your show. You're so devoted.
My pleasure. Have a great evening, Daniel.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks for meeting you. Nice to meet you, Nathaniel.
Okay. You want to give them your phone number or anything before we end?
Yeah. If anybody wants to reach me, they can go to Healing Hands by Shoshona, or they can messenger me at Shoshona Pelche. That's Shoshona Pelche, Pelleter. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
Great. Well, we will talk again next week, Shoshona. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thanks, Barbara. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.